Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Jada Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling this Tuesday morning. Of course, the Birds at 10-1, a couple days removed from putting up a 40 spot on Green Bay. We'll continue to talk about the game, but really look ahead. Also, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, if you missed the news, reportedly a lacerated kidney. Out indefinitely. Now, not apparently considered a season-ending injury, but obviously a significant injury. So we'll get into that reality. Also, the Sixers, they defeat the Hawks. Embiid really taking over down the stretch. Flyers and Islanders tonight. A lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
The Republic of the Sudan has more than double the number of pyramids that Egypt does.
Wow.
255 pyramids in Sudan.
Not as famous, though.
No. I didn't know they had pyramids. No.
Getting shortchanged a little bit there.
They are.
Well, there's fake.
Egypt,
Talking
is synonymous
about the Sudanese pyramids.
But there are fake pyramids. Isn't there a pyramid out in like Las Vegas, one of those hotels, casinos?
Fake. They're Luxor. Real
right.
Pyramids.
I'm just, well, I don't
they're
know.
Not,
these,
they're not a casino.
I don't know. I mean, these Sudan things, they're real. I don't know. You've been there? You know it for sure?
I'm sure
it ain't a fakie? A lot of fakies out there in the world. All right, let's get to it here, 215-592-9494. So I got to say, guys, I was stunned by something that happened in our show yesterday, and it happened repeatedly. And it was the level of negativity of our callers. I was shocked. Eagles won a game. I thought it was a really fun Eagles game on Sunday night. I really did. I mean, they got to 10-1. Now, look, was it perfect? Far from it. We all know what was scrutinized and criticized to a large degree. Special teams, a disaster. Defense, not a disaster, but not particularly sharp. They faced some, you know, short fields, but, you know, collectively, 33 points were given up. And obviously, the offensive line, from a pass-blocking standpoint, was shaky at times and has been through the year. And so that got a lot of talk yesterday on our show. And it's okay to get into some of that. But, John, I found that it tipped dramatically into a world of negativity that, frankly, I was stunned by. Now, look, will I raise my right hand and say I play a part of it at times? Sure. I mean, look, we love the Eagles. We talk about them with great passion, great intensity. And I'm all for critical analysis. And I'm all for, and I like when this happens, when a team gets good enough that you apply what I call the Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb standard, which is, you know, you got a good team. You think you probably have a great team and you want to see your team go all the way. And so you apply a different standard of scrutiny to every aspect of the team because, you know, a championship is within grasp. It's possible. And you want to see him check every box to try to get that title won. But I'll say this. And by the way, I'm not saying all this to like criticize our callers. I want to engage people to find out what is going on around here. Because I believe, and I think there is no doubt about this, that the 2022 Philadelphia Eagles, the team we see in front of us these days, is the most criticized great team I have ever seen in Philadelphia sports. And I've seen a lot of teams, and we've seen some great teams. Like, I was thinking back, John, before the show. 2017 Eagles, 10-1. This year's team, 10-1. That team was not nearly as criticized at this point as this team is. 2004 Eagles, 10-1. It was rollicking fun. There wasn't that criticism. I think back to some of the other great regular season teams. 2011 Phils, 93 Phils, 01 Sixers. For whatever reason, and I want to find out from people today, 215-592-9494, what, in your opinion, is the reason? Why is this team so criticized despite such an unbelievable record? Because I'll say, I think yesterday, and I'll just estimate, I think about 85% of our callers called in with a negative bent. And I was shocked by it. John, talk to me. What is – and I, this is for everyone. What is going on?
I think it's an important comparison. You talk about the 2017 team, the 2004 team. Those Eagles teams received less criticism. And I, too, am guilty of jumping all over this Nick Sirianni-led team, because I believe this team has more flaws than the 2004 team. It has more flaws than the 2017 team. I am critical of this team because those flaws are painfully obvious at times. Not so much that they don't look like the best team in the NFL, which is crazy to say. I think the NFL has flaws. And I don't know, was I just naive to those flaws? I mean, I was a player on the 2004 team. Was I naive?
Yeah.
Or was that really a better team? I believe with all my heart that was a better team.
Well, no,
I look at the defense especially. This defense, we know that teams will run the ball on us, and I expect a lot of that in the next month, and I expect there to be a lot of consternation over that. The 2004 team had Jim Johnson lighting things up. The world was on fire.
And you
with
trusted
that
him in ways people don't trust Gannon.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
Jim Johnson, big reason why I trusted the 2004 team more. The 2017 team, Jim Schwartz, we were the best in the NFL at stopping the run.
But a lot of people didn't like him. Like, they didn't like him the person.
I did. Well, okay.
A lot of people did.
He was difficult. He was snarky at times.
Right.
Yes, I understand that there was like a personality conflict. But the defense, you knew what you were going to get, and you knew that no one could run the ball on us. And that counts for something. I believe that really does matter. But we're in this weird space where this current team, they are excellent, but we all know that we're broken down on special teams, the coverage units especially, and we're soft up front against the run game. And now we're hurt at nickelback and safety, and I don't know if these shortcomings can be corrected. That worries me. We've tried to fix things by bringing in additional defensive tackles, and I do feel like for a moment – There was a mirage where we looked like we were better at stopping the run, but I think we got away from that against the Packers. So now we're sort of right back to where we were 2 weeks ago, wondering if we can actually do this thing. I think this week against the Titans is a huge test, a huge evaluation to determine if we can trust, if we can have a feeling of greatness about this team. And I don't know. I don't know. You know, in the NFC, it feels as though – we've been sitting atop the heap for the longest time, and now there's another team in the NFC, or two other teams in the NFC, that have put together impressive wins.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys, they trounced a Vikings team that sits right behind us in the records in the NFC.
Sure.
And then that San Francisco 49ers team, they're playing a brand of football that is intimidating. And there are some, and you know, the 49ers, you look at the power rankings around for different outlets, 49ers rising up in the rankings as high as, you know, number three. They're right there where they're neck and neck. And if we were to play that 49ers team, which we won't until the postseason, I don't know how we match up. I don't like the matchup. I don't feel confident about that matchup. The 2017 team, I felt confident in a matchup with everyone.
I did too.
The 2004 team.
No question,
I expected to win every single week.
No question. I mean, I'll say this. 04, even though they had lost 3 years in a row in the conference title game, and she never really could totally take it for granted because we had our hearts broken a couple times, I really felt during 04 – the only way the Eagles are going to lose the Super Bowl is if they literally lost the Super Bowl, meaning not before it, to either New England, Indianapolis, or Pittsburgh. I mean, I felt so confident they'd get there. I don't feel that confident with this crew, but I do feel confident. I mean, and again, I want to throw it out to everyone at 215-592-9494. First off, do you agree with my assertion that this is the most criticized great regular season team we've ever seen. I think it is. Now, again, we'll hear from you 215-592-9494. Also, let me float some theories out, and I'm curious sort of where this falls into the puzzle. John hit one of them, which is not really truly believing in this Eagles team because of the flaws, and that's a reason to have critical analysis. There's no question. Let me give you some others. The Gannon thing. John touched on that as a comparison to Jim Johnson. I mean, Gannon is tremendously criticized. I think there's a lot of people that don't believe in him. The Eagles' schedule is another thing. Although I will say this, with the division looking better, the Eagles don't look as weak schedule as we thought. I also saw something the other day that the Eagles are the only team in football to beat two teams with seven wins or more, being Dallas and Minnesota. So I don't think the schedule thing's as weak as it first appeared. Here's another. I want to throw two more ideas out there. Is this in some way, for some reason, an after effect of the Phillies? The rollicking month of fun, and then the crash and burn. I mean, with this, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why are the Eagles so nitpicked? Does it have to do something with the Phillies and what went on in October and in early November? And one more question I want to throw out. Did the Super Bowl change us? I mean, they won the Super Bowl as an organization 5 years ago. Have we become, for some reason, wired differently in the after effect of actually having seen an Eagles team win the Super Bowl? Because I'll say this, I've never seen such a great regular season team in Philadelphia sports, more nitpicked, more criticized, and I would say more unfairly criticized. I get it. Special teams are a disaster. That's not unfair to say, but they just keep winning anyway. James, talk to me. What do you make all this? And everyone at 215-592-9494. James, what is going on around here?
Yeah, I think you guys hit on a lot of interesting stuff, and I think it is a combination of certain things. I do think the thing you just hit on, I think there's a combination of things going on with the Phillies run and seeing how close we got and what to expect of greatness and what greatness is. But I also think Richie's point about the NFL just not being that good is a big part of this, because the Eagles are great. They are 10-1 comparative to the rest of the NFL. But the Eagles team that we're seeing right now, and all the teams in the NFL we're seeing right now, are not great historically. Like, they are not the same level of greatness that 2017, 2004, that those teams across the league were the best teams. So I think when we look at this team, we see it, and it's not as great as we expect a great team to be, but comparative to the competition, comparative to the rest of the league, it is a great team.
Well, this is where, John, the whole shaping, the narrative of the season would be different if the Eagles faced the Kansas City Chiefs like this Sunday in a regular season game. And you could see, let's see how my team matches up to that team. Because I agree with James. It doesn't feel like there are as many great teams this year in the league. And those that are, for the most part, feel like they're in the AFC. Now, to your point, Dallas and San Fran are coming on. I mean, they do have my attention. But it also feels like those organizations just woke up after a slumber where for September and October, it kind of felt like the Eagles were on an island by themselves.
Don't you think it ties in somewhat to the way that teams prepare to play? Don't you think this ties into, you know, I had a lot of issues with our preparation, you know, the walkthrough concept more than anything. And now after this Packers game, you've got the Packers coaching staff saying they counted right after the game. They counted 15 missed tackles against the Eagles running game. The game is less physical because they practice it less physically.
But I think most fans accept that because they saw the Eagles
The bottom line is we've come to accept that the game has taken a step backward. It is not as like locked in and hardcore where, you know, a safety flying up makes that tackle every time in the flat.
Yeah, but there's a lot of skill out there.
There's a ton of talent.
Yeah.
The best talent on the planet, of course, but they're not as practiced, so they're not as sharp.
Well, look, again, 215-592-9494. First and foremost, do you agree with the opinion that this is the most criticized, great regular season team we've ever seen? That's number one. Number two, if so, why? What is going on? Joe DeCameron and John Ritchie with all the phone calls up ahead on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.